What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here in Wichita, Kansas, with Missions reliever Andrew Moore. Andrew, yesterday you tossed two scoreless innings, ended up getting the win and a dramatic Missions victory. So first and foremost, how were you feeling out there last night?
Pretty good. I think took a second to get going. Came in a little maybe not quite ready, but then I pushed through and got through that first one. And then when they told me I was going back out for that second one, I was good to go. I was warm and just threw well.
What do you think it takes when you kind of sense like, okay, I'm not quite there? What do you do to push through that?
It really just comes down to like the velo and stuff. It doesn't really matter necessarily. It's more just like throwing strikes. So like, even if you're not loosened up all the way, like to throw as hard as you can, if you fill it up, you'll still get good outcomes. So
you pitched your first inning, the game was tied, and then the offense scores you a couple of runs. I'm curious, when you're in the dugout, are you someone who's kind of on the railing watching the offense and cheering them on, or are you just sitting down and whatever happens, happens?
No, typically, if I'm going more than one inning and I'm like in between my innings, I'm pacing back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like sitting down because then I feel like the more I sit down, the more my body will tighten up. So I'm just constantly pacing back and forth. I'll walk from that end of the dugout to this end of the dugout, back and forth until I go back out again.
So then you're like, okay, offense got me some runs, time to get to work.
Yeah.
Well, you joined the Missions and the Padres organization in general a couple months ago, traded from Cincinnati. How was that for you? How did you find out, first of all?
Well, I found out we were in like the third inning of the game, and the bullpen pitching coach radioed down to the bullpen and was like, "Hey, get more down here to the dugout." I was like, "All right." I mean, I kind of knew what it was. Like, it's literally the only thing that it could have been. Like, they're not gonna call me up mid game or like whatever. And I kind of have figured it was going to be a trade, and then they just called me in there, and they were like, "You've been traded to the Padres." So I just went to the locker room, packed up, and got ready to go.
What was going through your mind at that point?
Well, it was my second time getting traded, so like it wasn't that big of a deal, like as if it was the first time. First time I was really kind of shocked, and I didn't really know what to think. And then the second time I was like, okay. It's kind of like a fresh start again, you know. So I was kind of happy.
Yeah, a sign that somebody wants you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel like you settled in here with San Antonio?
Good. I love all these guys. They're all great. I feel like we all get along really well. And we just all want – we have one goal, is to make it to the big league. So we're all trying to do that, and we're rooting for each other to do that. So it's great.
How does it impact your mindset when you see that three relievers from this Missions bullpen have ended up in the majors just this year alone? I mean, to think that that could be you could be the next one.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome like thought, if, you know, just doing what you need to do and then getting rewarded like that, is that's great. Like, I hope every guy in here gets that opportunity as well.
What would you say is your biggest goal for the rest of this season in particular?
Really just stick to like the plan that they have for me, you know, throw more strikes, you know, not walk as many people, and just get outs. Like, as long as I'm filling up the zone well, I'll get outs, and then I feel like it'll just go from there. Good things will happen.
Well, good things happened yesterday, so thank you for joining us, and congrats again on the win.
Thank you.